Restoring My Soul, Friday the 7th of January. Christ joined us. The sufferings that we experience in life are the consequence of our sin and of the judgment of God upon us. That is, sin is endeavoring to kill us, and we are also under the judgment of God. When Christ was made sin in the Garden of Gethsemane, He joined us in our suffering under the judgment of God. Whereas our sufferings were the consequences of disobedience, Christ's sufferings were the fruit of His obedience to the Father. By this means, He added offering to our judgment, multiplying resurrection life to us. Paul coined the term exanastasis to describe this life which is received in our mortal bodies. By offering, Christ came alongside each one of us to carry the judgment of God upon us because of our sin. He picked it up and made it His so that we might obtain the salvation that He authored through this offering initiative. To this end, we recognize that Simon of Cyrene was not pressed to assist Christ with carrying His cross. Rather, Christ was carrying the cross that belonged to Simon of Cyrene. Through his fellowship with Christ, Simon obtained the life that Jesus was multiplying to him as he carried Simon's cross. It appeared that this life was for the establishment of Simon's family in the fellowship of the body of Christ, who were later well known among those who were part of the New Testament church. In the Gospel of Mark, it is recorded that Simon was the father of Alexander and Rufus. When the Apostle Paul nominated all the various groups of Christians who were meeting from house to house in the city of Rome, he specifically mentioned and greeted Rufus by name. He described Rufus as chosen in the Lord, and he also commended his mother. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 2 verse 12, Philippians 3 verse 11, Mark chapter 15 verse 21, and Romans chapter 16 verse 13. For further study, Hebrews chapter 2.